all my life growing up, my auntie Laura made baskets with my other two aunties, Cindy and Frida. And then I asked her, I said, auntie, can you teach me how to make baskets? And she said, yeah, come on down. So I'd put my baby to bed at night, and then I would go to her house, and she'd have the pieces ready to go, like how it is on my wall, all like split and prepared already. She would have the material like that, and then she'd show me how to use the gauges to cut it to the sizes and how to lay it out in the different patterns, and then how to weave with the sweet grass, and then how to weave with the splint. And I picked it up like that. It just felt like something I was supposed to do. And so after a while of learning the traditional techniques and things, I would ask her, like, well, auntie, can I do this? And she'd be like, try it. So I was like, all right. So I'd go home and I'd try my design, and I'd bring it back and I'd show her and be like, auntie, look. She'd be like, oh, okay. Yes, okay. And then I'd be like, well, auntie, can I try this? Try it. You know, I love that. So I would try it, and I'd bring it to her. And then after a while, I started experimenting and using a lot of materials. And then I felt like I should probably get my own stuff, you know. So I would slowly invest in a bundle of splint here and a gauge here and a form here and different things. And she showed me how to dye the splint, and she showed me how to pick the sweetgrass in the summertime. She showed me how to prepare the splint, like how to peel it apart and how to cut it, and just she showed me everything, you know. So I'm like eternally grateful to her, because she's amazing for teaching me and having the patience with me.